Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Guns N' Roses are going to be here on Sunday. There we go. That's Guns N' Roses. Jill, one of your all-time favorite bands.
You know, I can't say I'm a huge Guns N' Roses fan because I'm a wimp. But that said, I am supportive of anything that's coming to town where you all can... you know, make some money, basically.
Well, welcome to the financial jungle. How about that? Maybe if they change the
lyrics. I like that. I like that better.
What's going on?
By the way, not so much of a jungle these days. Things are looking pretty good, right?
Yeah, record numbers on Wall Street. Is this going to continue? What do you think?
Oh, I think it can only go up. We only look at one direction. I'm totally kidding, guys. That's the, you know, sarcasm, New York sarcasm coming through. You know, it is interesting to note that when we started this year, you remember what we were talking about? We were saying, hey, you know what? The market could keep going up because we're going to have this Republican Congress, Republican president. We're going to get infrastructure spending. We're going to get tax reform. They're going to move forward and they're going to change everything. And there's going to be everything's going to work in concert. And then none of that happened. And yet stocks kept rising. And the answer to what's making them go up is old school investing. Companies are making money. And corporate earnings have been very good the first 6 months of the year. And that is why we are seeing stocks rise. And it's been a real good ride for the investor. It doesn't mean that it's forever. It just means enjoy it. Be sure that you actually have a game plan that you're checking in with and rebalance that portfolio. You know, when you think about it, like a lot of people might be thinking, hey, I started the year as a 50-50 investor, right? 50 stocks, 50 bonds.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because the market is trading higher, maybe your allocation's out of whack. And so go fix it. And this is a great time to do it. I always laugh because no one wants to make a change when markets are trading higher.
Right.
But when they go down, that's when they want to start futzing around with it.
Mm-hmm. And
don't do that. Better to do it now.
I see the U.S. durable goods orders climbed 6.5% in June. That's the most in nearly 3 years.
Yeah, that's a pretty good deal. Now, I will just say that, part of that is because we have this volatile category called commercial aircraft. But you know what? The underlying details pretty encouraging. And I think that after surging in the first quarter business equipment investment, we see a pretty decent gain in the second quarter. So that's good. When we pull out that transportation part of it, orders are increased by 0.2% month over month. Pretty good still, and we'll take it. We're going to get the second quarter GDP data out tomorrow. I don't know. We could see a nice rebound. Maybe 2.5% or 2.8% would be pretty good. So I'll take that. I'll take growth. Growth is good. We don't like shrinking. We like growth.
A little upset. I was hoping that you would have given us a tip on the American Paper Optics Company, who will be ramping up production of these special glasses for the total eclipse that's coming up here in August.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I myself don't like to look at shiny objects in the sky without those glasses, so I think that's probably a fine idea.
They're going to make, you know, like 50 million of them, I guess.
50 million. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It reminds me of the funny story about Google Glass. Google Glass? Remember everyone made fun of those goofy things?
Yes.
Well, I understand they found a market for them. Because they found that there are like some industries where putting those goofy glasses on is not actually such a weird thing. For example, if you're in a big manufacturing facility, those goofy glasses look just like your goofy goggles that you have to wear. And they're finding that a bunch of people who are on the assembly line and work in these large organizations can benefit because maybe they need to know something online and they're wearing these Google glasses. So, you know, Google Glass probably has like 50 million extras right now after that thing kind of went down in flames.
It's funny you mentioned it. I totally forgot about those. And they were, of course, the trendy thing for a short time.
Yeah, right. 3 minutes.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing what you have at Jill on Money. And are you going to come back next week?
Yeah, I got to come back. I've got this funny Wednesday hit because I've been going to weddings on Sunday nights in the summer and destination weddings. I don't know what these people are thinking. What's your opinion on if you have to travel for a wedding, whether or not you should lower the amount of money you give as a gift?
Bing, 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 we have a winner. I'm with you on that. Yeah.
All right. No, because didn't want to be known as a cheapskate.
But you've already spent the money on that long trip.
I spent thousands of dollars to go to this wedding. I'm not kidding you.
Where was it?
It was out in California, in the wine country. Mm-hmm. But I chose to spend more money probably than I needed to because I wanted to be close to the venue.
Yes.
So what are you going to do?
Well, that's a good people make that decision all the time. And, of course, here we don't complain too much when someone has a destination wedding in a warm spot in the winter.
Right, so but it's the summer. You're right.
Yeah, the summer. That's a cross country trip for you too. So,
Well,
you're very generous and a kind person, but the next one I would cut back on the gift.
Nice. I hope it's not anyone that we know, because then they'll know you did that.
Yeah.
All right. I'll talk to you next week. It's going to be an exciting time. It will be just before the big jobs report, and then everyone's going to just kind of flip the switch off for the rest of August, and then we'll see you when the debt ceiling debate begins again.
Thanks, Jill.
Take care.
WCCO Traffic coming up next. She is Jill Schlesinger. JillOnMoney.com, by the way.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.